Our top story revolves around Volvo.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon. It's one of the most prestigious brands in the automotive world, but Volvo has been something of a drag for Ford in recent years, so it's unloading Volvo to a Chinese carmaker, Geely, for $1.8 billion. It's China's biggest foreign acquisition to date. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Scott Tong joins us now. Good morning, Scott.
Bob, good morning.
So this is a famous brand, Volvo, and we'll get to why Ford dropped it in a moment, but why did the Chinese buy it?
Well, the Geely company wants to create what it calls a second home market for Volvo. So that is Sweden and now China. Volvos will still be assembled in Sweden. The brand is going to remain. But new factories to make Volvos may go up here in China. So that is made in China for the China market, this world-beating China market. General Motors already does that. Volkswagen, Toyota, they all do it. And Geely is particularly ambitious. Right now, about 20,000 Volvos sell in China every year. Well, Geely wants to add a zero to that, 200,000 annually.
Plenty ambitious. But is the plan just to target growth in China?
Oh, no, Geely wants to double its sales around the world. I mean, the master plan here is to help the company Geely go global, to try to integrate what Volvo gives it, technology, design, a safety track record. The question is, can they put all these pieces together? I spoke to Gary Liu at the China-Europe International Business School in Shanghai. He says lots of Chinese overseas deals fail, but Geely CEO, whose name is Li Shufu, is cocky.
Chinese people call Li Shufu a crazy man. All these kind of CEOs, they are always overconfident. They think they can avoid those stupid mistakes.
That is mistakes that other Chinese companies have already made overseas, Bob.
Well, speaking of mistakes, though, I'm wondering, where does this leave Ford? Why would they want to drop such a desirable brand? Refresh my memory here.
Well, they get a few things. They get cash to pay off some of its more than $20 billion in debt. And Ford is unloading luxury brands to focus on the core Ford brand. They've got rid of Jaguar, Land Rover, Aston Martin, and now Volvo.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in China, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Looks like that news helped rev up Asian stocks today. Stronger earnings from Chinese companies also added to shares in Shanghai. They closed up around 0.5%. European shares are mostly higher, as much as 0.75%. The Dow will be looking to build from the 10,850 mark after a gain of 9 points Friday. Remember all those adjustable mortgages we were hearing so much about a year ago because they threatened to explode this year? Well, they're turning out to be considerably less problematic than feared, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
The housing market peaked back in 2005. That's when many unqualified borrowers were getting so-called option-arm subprime mortgages with low initial interest rates and no principal due for the first 5 years. Do the math, it's now 2010, and many of those mortgage bills are adjusting up. But according to new data from First American CoreLogic, fewer of these troubled loans are still outstanding than was initially predicted, and default rates have leveled off. It turns out many borrowers have already defaulted or they've refinanced at today's low interest rates. The government's mortgage modification program has also helped, says Harvard University's Nicholas Ritsinas.
The notion was if we could change those terms, make those mortgages more affordable, then people would make those payments and stay in those homes.
An expansion of the program announced Friday would lower the principal owed on homes that are underwater. That's the case for 3/4 of option arm mortgages out there. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix, offering Go to My PC, providing remote access to a Mac or a PC from anywhere. More at gotomypc.com/news. By Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture and creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. More at producemoreconservemore.com. And by Vanguard. Reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com.
Are you ready to put your money where your popcorn is? A couple of box office futures exchanges could let you do just that. One is set to make its debut soon, if it wins approval this week, which would let investors bet on the success or failure of a film. But don't bank on a happy ending just yet. Here's Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith.
It's kind of like Wall Street meets, well, the movie Wall Street.
Greed is good.
Film futures work like this. Investors bet on how much money they think a movie will make at the box office. If the movie takes in more than expected, investors make money. Hal Vogel is an entertainment industry analyst.
It provides a risk transfer mechanism that should help Hollywood finance films.
Not everyone is so bullish on the idea. The Motion Picture Association of America opposes the exchange, saying it's, quote, vulnerable to price manipulation. The MPAA is worried about insider information leaking out from people who may know more about certain films. Rob Swager is the CEO of Trendex, an entertainment exchange set for approval this week. He says the exchange would be regulated and the movie business could benefit from this kind of speculation.
One studio may want to speculate on another studio's films, while that same studio wants to hedge the risk on their own film. Meanwhile, a bank may want to hedge their position so they can lock in their profit margin.
In other words, if a company that was thinking about investing in a film like Wall Street 2, it could also bet against the film's box office opening. That way, the investor would make money if the movie succeeded or if it failed.
Someone reminded me I once said, greed is good. Now it seems it's legal.
In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And finally, the Associated Press calls the scene on Southern California's famed Venice Beach a bohemian rhapsody of bongo bangers, dreadlocked artists, and acrobatic gymnasts. But lately, it's been more discord than harmony. Street vendors have literally been fighting over prime spots along the boardwalk, apparently since the sour economy has upped their value. And summer promises to be more chaotic than ever. Seems weekly city lotteries for a chance at a space on the Strip have been attracting would-be vendors from as far away as New York and Florida. It's always been a circus there, but now more than ever. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.